Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Of course, I've got all your latest news and views of things going on in and around Johannesburg, and of course things that are coming up as well in the beautiful city that we live in. I also have two very exclusive interviews this week. The first is with recently eliminated Tropica Island of Treasure contestant Lihle Ngubo, who along with her celebrity partner Karabo Magane were eliminated from the Tropica Island of Treasure just last night. Oh no, there go Team Green, much to everybody's disappointment. And I also have an exclusive interview with a very lovely lady. Her name is Alex, and she has a company called Slimatone, and she is helping ladies just like you and me get ourselves back into shape and get the body that you dream of. So I'm going to chat to Alex a little bit later in the show as well. But let's kick off. So if you love a good psychological suspense thriller and you love biting your nails to the quick, then you will want to make sure that you have got your tickets booked to go and see the brand new Tyler Perry film called Acrimony, which has just released in South Africa. It actually released on the 29th of March. And that Easter weekend, it ranked number 3 on the weekend top 10 films in South Africa. It had the biggest opening weekend with over 2.8 million rand taken at the box office. That is absolutely insane. And it is actually the biggest opening weekend result for any Tyler Perry film released in South Africa to date. It's that good. So the movie boasts a star-studded cast, a Golden Globe winner Taraji P. Henson, best known for her portrayal of Cookie Leon in the award-winning hip-hop television music series, Empire, delivers a chilling lead performance as the scorned wife. Jasmine Simon, Crystal Stewart, Lyric Baines, Danielle Nicolet. There is an amazing cast in this, and it is going to be an absolute nail-biter. You'll enjoy a very dark and twisted journey of revenge and betrayal, and it will resonate with anybody who has ever been hurt, cheated on, or betrayed. And especially if you are a fan of Tyler Perry's earlier work, you are going to absolutely love this. So if you want to go and check that out, it is now on at Stir Kennicle Cinemas nationwide. That's Tyler Perry's Acrimony, and of course all the info is on my website as well, heatherhook.com, so you can find out some more info there. Coming up, I'm super excited. The Caravela Festival is returning, and you can get your Portuguese on. I loved the Caravela Festival last year. Had an absolute blast. I ate all of the prawns, tasted all of the wine, listened to the music, and just absolutely had a jaw. So Caravela Festival is returning this year. Last year, over 25,000 Gautengers enjoyed 3 days of amazing Portuguese food and wines and local and international music stars and events. And this year, they're going to be bigger and better, of course, and they are returning once again to Monte Cassino from the 29th of June to the 1st of July. 2018, yeah, this year. So this is going to be celebrating Madeira Day, and the festival will once again combine the very best Portuguese cuisine, culture, and live music, and it promises to be absolutely spectacular. They are still confirming all the artists and the cultural activities, but those should be available soon on their Facebook page. If you want to, you can check them out, Caravela Festival on Facebook. Tickets are on sale from now until the end of April. There's actually an early bird discount, which is 150 Rand. And then from the 1st of May onwards, they go up to the normal price of 200 Rand. There's pensioners discounts, there's group ticket discounts, etc. So you can head on over to computicket.com and go and get your, make sure you get your tickets for the Caravela Festival. I had an absolute blast, and I highly, highly recommend it. So for those of you who've been watching, like I have, Tropica Island of Treasure, much sadness as Team Green were eliminated last night from the running. Lihle and her partner Karabo put up a brave fight, but unfortunately, you know how these things go, and that was them. So I was lucky enough to catch up with Lihle just after she got eliminated and find out a little bit more about her time on the island. What was it like being on Tropica Island of Treasure, and what was the thing that surprised you about yourself the most, either good or bad?
Being on TIOTA, it was an amazing, actually a truly incredible experience. I mean, I've always wanted to be able to experience something like that. Not just island activities or living on the island, but even other water sports that we had the opportunity of doing, you know, just going far away from home, you know, a place where nobody knows you and you're surrounded by literally all this beautiful land, you know, that was really incredible for me. What surprised me the most about myself, I have to say I'm pretty demanding, and I didn't realize that I was that demanding to a point where sometimes I felt like I suppressed Garabo a little bit. I felt a bit bossy at times, you know. I shouted at him a lot, and he was older than me. He's older than me, so I mean, you'd expect that perhaps I'd probably be like, yes sir, no sir, but instead I think it somewhat became the other way around, and I realized that that's what competitiveness to that extent does to me. So it was a bit scary to realize that about myself, but I mean, it's you know, it's honestly experiences like this that, you know, always open up something about you, you know.
If you could go back and do it all again, would you?
Absolutely. I'd do it in a heartbeat. Literally, I'd drop everything I'm doing now, pack my bags, grab my passport, rush out the door.
What is next for you? So where can your fans expect to see you next?
Definitely on television. I'm really, really pushing my acting career. And I'm also entering presenter search on 3. I'm really hoping to get far with that as well. Just by being who I am, just by being the Lisa that they saw and loved and appreciated from TIOTH. And, you know, that's what I'm looking at the moment currently. But definitely quite a few more television appearances, and that's me.
So great chatting to Lekle and finding out a little bit more about the competition. And of course, these things, you know, you always realize things about yourself that you never really saw. And then when you watch yourself on TV, you're like, wow, I didn't realize, like in her case, I'm so bossy, or, you know, I'm so negative or whatever. So it can be quite an enlightening experience. So Lekle mentioned a little bit about wanting to be a presenter or entering the TV presenter search on SABC3. And if that is something that you would like to do, or you're interested, or you would like to become a TV presenter, please head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and check out my post on the presenter search on SABC3. It is taking place in Josie. The auditions are taking place in Josie on Friday the 20th, Saturday the 21st, and Sunday the 22nd of April at Wanderers Cricket Stadium. And all you have to do is just arrive at the venue on the audition dates and fill out the entry form, and you could possibly be the next presenter on SABC3. That would be really cool, wouldn't it? So you can go and check that out on my website, heatherhook.com. Coming back again this year, another set of dates to diarize. Casalinga are going to be hosting Groves and Vineyards again, and Casalinga are celebrating their 30-year anniversary in the business, and Groves and Vineyards are celebrating their 10 years in the running the event this year. So do make sure you've got your tickets booked for what is going to be a highlight on the musical and wine drinking calendars. The event will take place on the weekend of the 26th and 27th of May, thanks to Hot 91.9 FM, and you can expect everything you love about Groves and Vineyards, plus a few special anniversary surprises. So the tickets are available. There's various VIP packages with some extra sparkle included, some Valdo Prosecco, and the tickets are on sale now. So if you want to get your Groves and Vineyards tickets, make sure to head on over to casalinga.co.za and go and book your tickets for the 26th and 27th of May. It was awesome last year. It's always awesome. Do yourself a favor, go get your tickets. Keeping with the wine theme, and you want to get your wine drinking clogs on, Tops at Spa Wine Show is heading our way from the 7th to the 9th of June, also at Monte Cassino. They launched in 2006 and have become one of South Africa's favorite consumer wine events, and they are celebrating their 13th anniversary this year. Lots and lots of anniversaries. So there's going to be loads on the go at this year's show. Back by popular demand is the interactive and edutaining wine theater. There's also a range of VIP packages over and above general access this year. So if you want or you prefer exclusive and private tastings of premium wines and a fine food pairing lounge, a VIP lounge access, a special gift, snacks, canapes, and more, and. So make sure that you check that out. Tickets are available online. They're 160 Rand or there are 180 Rand at the door. Do just check the times, because the times vary on the different days, but it is Thursday the 7th of June through Saturday the 9th of June, and you can get your tickets on wineshow.co.za/tickets. So do make sure that you have got your tickets booked to go and check out the Tops at Spa Wine Festival this year. I am really looking forward. Now, I mentioned a little bit earlier that I got to chat to a very special lady by the name of Alex. Alex owns a company called Slimatone, and they do the most amazing range of supplements and tablets and all things to help you assist you with your exercise program and getting your body into shape. And I was very, very lucky enough to chat exclusively with Alex one-on-one and find out a little bit more about Slimatone. Alex, tell us a bit about Slimatone. How long have you been operational, and who is your target market?
Slimatone is a wellness brand designed for women to keep them healthy and strong. We have a wide variety of products on the market, ranging from stress relief products to meal replacement. As a woman, I know the difficulties to find a good product that can help me deal with all my needs. So then we decided to create Slimatone, a one-stop shop to health. Our target market are women who want to improve their well-being and their standard to life. We've planned Slimatone for over 2 years in terms of marketing and product research. We want always to deliver innovative products that help women feel good about themselves.
Which product is your favorite and why?
My absolute necessity is the Amazing Structura. It's a stress relief product that helps me go through my day-to-day challenges. It's a combination of ingredients that helps reduce stress, support relaxation, and improve energy.
Where to next for Slimatone?
We want to expand our range of products. We are currently working on releasing 5 new innovative products. I can't disclose as yet on what they will be, but it's sure exciting. We have an exciting partnership with Dischem, and we're looking to expand our horizons. Keep an eye on our social media pages for more information.
How would people get hold of you if they want to find out a bit more or they would like to place an order?
We are very active on our social media pages, especially on our Instagram platform. We've seen the social media movement rising, and we want to offer the best information to our followers. Educating your market is key. You can find us at Slimatone on all our 3 pages, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can purchase our products online on slimatone.co.za with free delivery at your doorstep. We have also launched an exciting partnership with a human movement specialist and nutritionist to custom-made diets and workout plans. Like I said, we want to empower women and make them feel healthy and strong. Because let's be honest, the future is female. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope your followers and your listeners have a beautiful day. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Slimatone.
So I am sure that you are all Prime Circle fans, and if you are, then you must surely have your tickets booked for this Saturday, April 14th, for the debut event of the Saturday Social Club series featuring Prime Circle, Dirty Moonshine, and Six String Stories, who are going to be taking to the stage for the debut of this new music series, taking place throughout the year, and it's going down at the Red Roman Shed at Empress Palace. I love Prime Circle, so I'm really looking forward to this. And if you also love Prime Circle and you would like to stand a chance to win a tattoo on the night by Prime Circle's drummer Dale Schnettler, then you need to find out what you need to do. So head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and check out that you can win a tattoo from Prime Circle's Dale on my page. So there's a variety of things that you need to do. You need to like the Tattoo Studios Facebook page, you need to like the Rush Productions page. You need to share the event, and there's a whole bunch of things that you need to do, but this is quite a cool opportunity, and I'm really looking forward to the Saturday Social Clubs. The next 2 shows after this have been confirmed for the 9th of June, and then there's one again in the 4th of August. Tickets are 250 Rand per person per show, and they're available through CompuTicket, or you can also contact the Empress Palace box office on 011-928-1297, and the show starts at 8.
So I'll see you there, and maybe one of you will be getting a tattoo. Who knows, right? So this is your absolute last chance. I have got I've got five sets of double tickets valued at 650 Rand each to give away to see Santana performing live in Joburg at the Ticket Pro Dome this Saturday, the 14th of April. Woohoo! So Santana's special guests are Mango Groove, and this is going to be an absolutely, absolutely epic concert. So whatever you do, make sure that you have entered. Head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and you'll see win tickets to Santana live in Joburg, and it could be you. I need to close this competition really soon because the event is on Saturday. So make sure that you have got your entries in, and I'll be announcing the lucky winner on my Facebook page a little bit later this week. That is it from me for this week. I hope that the rest of your day is absolutely fantastic and that you have a productive and great week. And I will be back with you again next week, Tuesday, back on Hangout with Heather. Have an absolutely fantastic day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.